AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. What was once Hurricane Ida left behind a lot of damage in New York City.
Even the morning after, we're still uncovering the true depth of the loss.
Governor Kathy Hochul in New York says this was a big surprise.
Hard to imagine that people simply in their cars, in their homes, in their basements, succumb to the ravages of a brutal storm. And their families must just be in such pain this morning.
Governor Phil Murphy says five people died in a home in New Jersey.
It was largely a storm, with tornadoes being the big story in the south and flooding being the big story in the central and northern part of the state.
At least 14 people died in flooding in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. In New York City, eight people died when they became trapped in flooded basements. Outside Philadelphia, officials report multiple fatalities, saying no additional details were immediately available. The roads near Patty Brockner's home in Yonkers, New York, are flooded.
You interfere with the rivers, this is what happens all the time. And they've spent millions to fix them, and you can't. Mother Nature has its own way of handling it.
Water from record rainfall cascaded into New York City's subway tunnels, trapping at least 17 trains and forcing the cancellation of service throughout the night and early morning. The recovery from Ida is decidedly uneven. 4 days after the catastrophic storm struck Louisiana, power is back on in some places in New Orleans, where the levees held and saved the city from catastrophic flooding. But outside the levees, thousands of people can't return to their homes. President Biden will deliver a speech later outlining his administration's response to Ida. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to a pandemic low, another sign that the job market is steadily rebounding from the economic collapse caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Just a few years after two people were attacked by sharks, one of them died. Cape Cod, Massachusetts is starting to tentatively embrace shark tourism. There are shark boat tours off the Cape Cod coast.
We saw about six sharks, yes. Some of them about 8 feet, others longer.
Penny Antonoglu says the tour gave her a new viewpoint on sharks. Mindy Moran says she doesn't view sharks while on the boat as threatening.
Our captain's really respectful of their space and not putting a lot of pressure on them. Made me feel really good, too.
Following the recent shark attacks on shore, Paul Niedzwitzki with the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says there was a concern about a negative impact on tourism.
But we've been working to educate people about sharks and having them be shark smart. And what we've actually seen is there's been no negative impact.
The shark boat tours on Cape Cod aren't cheap, $1,500 to $2,500 per boat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.